Would you get a little bit of history? Would you share that with us?
Sure. Back in May 1950, the city purchased 43 tracts of land from West Texas Utilities. That purchase price did include the water distribution for the city. We paid almost $5 million for the 43 tracts of land and the water system for the city.
Now, also, WT put the lake in originally to just for a cooling system, right, for their plant?
Oh, I couldn't tell you on the history of the lake itself. All I can tell you is when the city acquired the lake.
So in 1950. Uh-huh. And Claire, that was before I was born, a long time before.
Way before I was born.
Okay. Okay, 1950, the city bought the lake.
Right.
And the river, you said?
And parts along the river, the Concho River. The city purchased some acreage from WTU, that same deed. Again, it was 43 tracts of land.
Wow.
The lake board minutes, they started in 1961. So there was some time in the early 1960s when the city actually started leasing some of the lots. And managing the land around the lake.
So, and it's changed. I know it was governed by different people, and now it's governed by the city of San Angelo.
The lake board was actually, they were at the pleasure of council. They were appointed by council. Council did dissolve the lake board back in 1992. At that time, management of all of the Lake Nasworthy leases went to the Public Works Division, ultimately the Water Utilities Division, and then in 2013, the Real Estate Division for the city was established, and we took over maintaining the leases.
So it's changed. Because I know back years and years and years ago, when I was president for two terms in a row for the Lake Board, it really wasn't that big a deal. It was just really kind of helping out people there.
Right.
And to get an understanding, that's back, I think, when all this kind of started. But now the Lake Board is now a homeowners association. So when you buy your lot, you have to become part of that homeowners association. Is that correct?
The reservations and restrictions on the lands do state that you would be a member of the HOA.
So you have, and they, so they'll govern it, but it's pretty much the same, 35-foot setbacks. There's not a whole lot of change as far as the restrictions that I read or saw.
Right. The city's the developer of the Lake Nasworthy residential, or Lake Nasworthy additions, and we did place the reservations and restrictions on there. We would encourage all tenants and property owners to have a copy of the reservations and restrictions and follow those. Again, if they're privately owned land, then the HOA will govern and the reservations and restrictions. If the city has an interest as the landlord, then we would also be a party to any construction or activity on the lease lot.
But from learning how to ski as a very young boy on Lake Nasworthy, and how it's changed over the years, and I'm in my 50s, but for a long time, and it went from, really, because one, you couldn't get financing. For a long, long time, you couldn't get financing. Apparently, you just went to your bank, and you just got a bank loan. But not long-term financing. So you had a lot of shacks, for lack of a better word.
Right.
You know, a lot of friends of ours had, you know, the Lewises, they had a nice little lake. But it was a lake house. It was
a
cabin. It was literally a cabin.
Uh-huh.
And nice. And how that has transitioned over the years to where there's still a few cabins, but not many.
You have
million-dollar homes out there now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how much it's changed from literally somebody a little weekend or once a month go out and spend the night maybe.
Yes.
You know, with a screened-in porch versus literally million-dollar homes.
Right.
So it's a big difference.
And a lot of times the property is more valuable than the structure on the property right now, the location of the property or the lot.
Especially with the main body of the water.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned the average lease was from 60 up to 150 to buy the properties now?
Oh, right. The sale prices last year, we had 14 sale prices, 14 sales. They averaged from $18,500 up to $136,000. And our average sale price per lot was $63,200. So some are less expensive than the others, but again, it's location, location, location.
100%. And it is for sure. So folks, just if you're buying a property, just be aware of one thing. First off, make sure, is it owned or leased? If it's leased, I'm going to recommend highly, and I think Cindy will agree with me too, you buy the property.
Absolutely.
For a lot of good reasons. And this would be a thing to think about. Say, okay, if this house is priced at $500,000, which is kind of a normal price for some nicer homes out there, then maybe you say, okay, what will it appraise for as it is, or what will it appraise for with a lot, knowing that you probably need to buy that lot when you close that way, could add it into your loan at the same time.
Right, and a lot of the tenants will sell the property. The new tenant pays a price to assume that
lease,
and then they turn around and have to buy the lot. So we've had a couple of folks that have not been able to qualify for another loan because of the value on the property with the leasehold versus the value of the property with the owned lot.
Well, but I'm going to warn you right now, folks, if you're moving to San Angelo, hold on to your hat, because the lease property per foot at the lake, not the lease, but the lake property, is the highest per foot of any place, higher than Bentwood, higher than the Bluffs, any place in San Angelo. It's because of the water. You know, you have water, and that's a huge luxury in West Texas.
Well, and it's an area that many residents want to be.
And we have, there's only a total of less than 600 available lots, period. You can't go to O.C. Fisher. You really can't go to other lakes. We have Nasworthy.
Right.
As far as your nice home and your stuff like that. So, supply and demand, you know, like they said, Will Rogers said, they ain't making any more of it. So you're going to think it has to be good. I'm a lake person. I think we're very fortunate to have our lake. I think we have a beautiful place. And I think the city's done a good job of getting it better and better.
Well, thank you.
It is. You look at the stuff, the docks, you know, where you can't do your enclosure. There's reasons for that. And it's to make the whole thing nicer for everyone.
And again, the city does govern the boat docks on the lot, on the lake. Even if it's a private owned lot, we would govern that.
Because they own the water.
They own the land and the water underneath it. So we want to make sure that all the residents at Lake Nasworthy, their views are not encumbered by an adjacent large structure.
And it makes a difference. I was told my wife, I've had a place on Red Bluff, and I had a little, because it was an open dock, but I had a little metal building down there to keep this stuff in. And you don't realize, and I told her, I'm good at seeing after it's done. And I was going to sell. I thought, well, I'm going to take the building out to the ranch. And they came and moved it. And I looked, I thought, you know what? I can't believe how ugly that building was for the years I lived here. And I looked at it. I didn't notice it was, you know, you don't notice how bad it looked
right
until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much prettier it was to all be open. It just, and it was a little building.
And your neighbors probably appreciated the fact that you moved
it. I bet they did too.
They were building.
Of course, they were nice enough not to say anything, but it makes a big difference. Folks, this lady knows what she's talking about. If you're thinking about the lake, I recommend, even if you got a great realtor, I'd still call her and ask Cindy, say, Cindy, I'm doing the lake. Make sure I'm doing this right.
You can reach us. We are the real estate division. We're within the city attorney's office. Our number is area code 325-657-4407. We're open 8 to 12 and 1 to 5, and we would welcome any opportunity to visit with a tenant or a prospective tenant at Lake Nasworthy.